We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go around the NFL. And I want to start in a place where it looks as though Jacksonville is just, I mean, they're selling the farm. They have the farm, and now they're selling the farm. And they have traded another player. It's Ronnie Harrison. He's going to the Browns.
Ronnie
used to be a Alabama Crimson Tider, was a Jaguar, and then just got flipped for a fifth-round pick to Cleveland. So that takes one team out of the market, very likely, for Earl Thomas, which is nice. We all think here in the Nosebleed Seats, Earl will be a Cowboy when it's all said and done. But now the Jaguars, who are tanking for Trevor and potentially the combo of Trevor and Dabo, they now have two first-round picks, two second-round picks, two fourth-round picks, and two fifth-round picks in the upcoming draft. So even if they don't get the number one pick, they can be super, super aggressive in terms of trading up to get the guy they want, all these different things. So Jacksonville, definitely the team to select as being the worst team in football for 2020. We can only hope that Washington ends up being worse, which would just be phenomenal, but it's very likely to be Jacksonville.
Yeah, no, it's looked like Jacksonville really for a while now. You know, as soon as this entire offseason, their roster's just looked poor. Now Fournette has been let go. He's signed with Tampa Bay. That's something we didn't get to talk about last night, the Leonard Fournette news. Now today, you had Bruce Arians, who's also a favorite here on the Nosebleed Seats. We love good old Bruce. He is still insisting that Rojo.
Is Bruce still, of all the coaches in the NFL, the one you'd most want to go have some scotch with?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Or is he the one that you'd most rather go have a beer and a bagel with?
He seems like more of a scotch guy.
Okay.
I think scotch Bruce. And chill out a little bit.
Aaron Rodgers will definitely show up to the scotch party.
Now, the beer and the bagel, whew, that sounds like a fun Andy Reid time.
God, Andy
a beer
Reed.
And a bagel. You know Andy's going for the everything bagel.
Oh, he's going for the everything bagel.
I bet Andy
bagel.
Would
Why
devour
you?
One
you
of
kidding?
Your homemade everything bagels,
dude.
Bacon cooked in lime with a good schmear.
Yes, and now I've been adding the sunny side up egg.
No, you didn't. You
yes,
took it one level.
I took it another
You took it
level.
Up a level?
That morning,
oh,
that everything
no.
morning bagel with some cream cheese, toasted bagel. You got the bacon with the lime juice squirted on it while you cook it in there.
Heavenly.
You cap it off. The cherry on top is sunny side up fried egg, and that will change your life. And Andy, if you're out there, I know you are, brother. You're a big bleeder.
He's gonna be in the E-Spot a little bit later, right?
Yeah, Andy Reid and a cheeseburger will be making an appearance in the E-Spot, and he will be donning his Super Bowl ring.
Man,
how about it? How about it?
Jeez, I can't wait for that. Has there been a bigger fall from grace than the Jags from the 817? We mentioned this the other night.
Mortals.
We were on Monday when they released Fournette. And yeah, I mean, they were literally a blown penalty away from potentially knocking off the Patriots there in Foxborough and going to the Super Bowl.
The thing that I wanted to disagree with you the other night when you said it was it felt like just yesterday that was happening. And I would have to say that for me, it feels like it was 100 years ago
that
Blake Bortles and the Jaguars were anything in the realm of considered to be a good football team. It feels like it's been 150
well,
years.
Well, specifically
but it was
for
like
you,
2 years ago.
Because there are a few events that have taken place. I get it. I get it 100%. You've been engaged twice.
Oh, my God. So you're
birth.
Making it about birth. You're
no,
making
no.
it personally. Yeah, no,
but,
you're,
no, but
you're
seriously,
right.
Because
right.
I remember
yeah, no, my
specifically Jag-Steelers, that divisional round game, I came up here and was visiting you while you were running the board for that game, and it was when you had just gone on your first date with fiancé Juan.
Moving on, as we move seamlessly back into...
I'm sorry, was that too much?
No, no, it wasn't.
No, wait, no, you can punch me in the face.
No, it wasn't.
No, hit me now.
Listen,
hit
I'm an open
now.
Book.
No,
it's
no,
totally
just punch
fine.
Punch me in the face.
If my wife is sitting at home listening right now, I don't want her to have to think about my, you know...
I love you, Marianne.
Let's go ahead and get into... Do we want to keep the Jags thing flowing? Because I
no,
got
no,
the bologna sandwich
situation. You need to give
situation.
The bologna sandwich situation. You've teased this for a while now, and I think it might be the headline of the day.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, so there was a bologna sandwich, Doug Marrone, Jacksonville Jaguars, Adam Schefter situation that took place on Twitter that got me banned. And you might be asking yourself, what the hell?
Yeah, and that's a fair question. Bologna sandwiches were a dirty thing.
My God, I didn't either. Now, here's the thing. Jacksonville, we've long called Doug Marrone a bologna sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
He just, I don't know, there's something about him, the vibe he gives off, his face, really.
I thought it came from him saying his pregame meal was a bologna sandwich.
Right. Okay. That might have been the genesis, and then we realized he actually looks like a bologna sandwich.
No, he really looks like what he eats.
Holy bleep. This guy is what he eats, and he eats bologna sandwiches. So this has been a running theme for us. For many, many years now. And so the other day on Twitter, after the Fournette trade, I noticed Adam Schefter tweet out a quote from Doug Marrone, a.k.a. the bologna sandwich, who was quoted as saying, "We tried to trade Fournette. We couldn't get anything for him. We couldn't get a fifth-round pick, a sixth-round pick, anything. We couldn't get anything. We just couldn't get anything." Like, that was the quote verbatim. He just totally threw Fournette under the bus. Guys, we were trying to give this guy away for a vending machine snack, and the Falcons continuously refused. And so I thought that quote was amazing, and so I left a comment under Schefter's quote saying, "Oh my gosh, what an incredible quote from the Bologna Sammy." The Bologna Sammy is what I called, which is Sammy, short for sandwich. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows
so
that.
So I was taking a shot at Doug Marrone and just his general build and his face, really.
Mm-hmm. Again,
and
the fat shame.
And then I wake up this morning. This was like 2 days ago. I wake up this morning, I get onto Twitter, and it's saying, sorry, you've been banned from Twitter for 24 hours because you had a vulgar tweet. And I was like, I had a vulgar tweet? And they're like, if you want to look into it, click here. So I clicked here to see what the tweet was. I'm like, I sleepwalk, I do weird things. Did I fire off a nasty tweet and I didn't know it?
Middle of the night kind of deal?
Right, right. And so I look at the tweet, and of course, it's the one where I'm commenting on Schefter's tweet about Doug Marrone being a bologna Sammy.
Do you think Schefter reported you?
And that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, did Schefty throw me under the bus here? I don't know who did it. Maybe Doug Marrone is constantly searching for trolls on Twitter.
You know,
he's
Marrone.
Like, oh, this bleep hole called me a bologna Sammy. I'm going to report him. Somebody reported me. And I was like, well, this is pretty innocuous. I feel like I've said worse things on Twitter, called people worse names. But Bologna Sammy's going to be the one that does it for me?
Oh,
so
man.
I'm chatting about this with Zero before the show starts, and I'm explaining to him what happened. And he's like, dude, I wonder what bologna, like maybe there's a different connotation to bologna sandwich than what we realize.
Oh, Urban Dictionary kind of deal.
Right. So we took to Urban Dictionary.
A blue waffle hair pie situation?
This is much worse. This is like worse than the Texas seed shot.
What
I
was
think.
The first one we ever went down this rabbit hole with? This was back
the reverse Blumpkin.
Yep, the reverse Blumpkin is how this all
which
concocted.
Which is definitely interesting.
Mm. Concocted.
But the bologna sandwich, which is what I called Doug Marrone, head coach of the Jaguars, in the comments of an Adam Schefter tweet a few days ago that got me banned from Twitter. According to Urban Dictionary.
Are you about to read this out loud?
I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
Easy.
A bologna sandwich.
833.
the definition of a bologna sandwich, according to Urban Dictionary, when one defecates upon a lateral surface and pleasures himself
pooping flat surface
atop said defecation with one's baby juice.
All right, so Ronald Jones, still the guy in the Buccaneers backfield.
If you're looking for an origin or maybe potentially used in a sentence, here it is. The robber left a bologna sandwich on my grandmother's bed.
Oh, not grandma.
Why did it have to be grandma's
That's
bed?
Ridiculous.
Like, it could have been anybody else's bed. Why did you have to do that to my grandma? You had to poo and pleasure yourself on top of that poo? On top of grandma's bed?
Well, you deserve the banning from what I've just
read. Yeah, what were you thinking, seriously?
Like, nonetheless,
dude,
yes.
Do your due diligence.
I'm surprised they only gave me 24
hours. I'm used to you half-assing a segment here and there, but why are you half-assing tweets nowadays?
I had no idea.
Let's talk about circumcision.
What?
Let's not. How about we
oh
don't?
Oh, my gosh. The other day, actually, Jillian played a prank on me. She was like, I don't want that whenever, you know, if and when we ever have a child. She was like, the circumcision bit, she wanted to go full Kavanaugh. I'm like, you
Wait,
realize
she
that's
to have
a
an
big
aider?
Deal in Judaism. Like, we have a bris, It's like a massive thing. That's not really an option. And I started getting concerned. Meanwhile, she was pulling up rank on me.
Wait, so she was saying your future hypothetical son would
not go through
would
that.
Have the turtleneck.
There would be absolutely no
full-on sleeve
cutting.
Holy hell, that had to have rocked your world.
It rocked
that
it
must
in
have
the
sent
worst
ripple
of ways.
Effects through your entire Jewish family.
I was like,
you were getting calls from your ancestors in South Africa going, what the hell is this rumor, Wolchuk?
Yeah, yeah.
Zachary.
No kidding.
You're like, keeping the sleeve on the...
It was not good. I was about to not have a Matzo Ball Monday for a while.
Oh, man.
And you know how I feel about my Matzo Ball Mondays.
Are they going to touch his matzo balls?
Well, you don't do anything with those. You leave the matzo balls to free dangle.
Yeah, but clearly Jillian is into some different stuff, so I didn't know.
That's true. I didn't follow up with what do you want to do with the balls.
So needless to say, I called
don't
Doug
Don't forget
Marone
to wash your balls.
A pile of poo that had been pleasured on top of.
All right, yeah, let's spread that rumor from the 903. Really quickly here, some other quick hits, if you missed it, in the National Football League. Michael Jackson, the corner the Cowboys drafted last year.
MJ?
Then he got nabbed by the Lions. The Lions then traded him to the Patriots. The Patriots just cut him.
Oh, my God.
The Patriots just said adios, former Cowboy.
What a whirlwind.
Michael Jackson from the U and Miami. We also have the Colts of Indianapolis. They have signed their center, Ryan Kelly, to a four-year, $50 million extension through 2024. That's $34 million guaranteed. And according to Mike Florio of the Pro Football Talk, reports are that Deshaun Watson is seeking a three-year extension in his contract talks, much like what Dak Prescott was wanting with the years. We'll see if that ends up working out. We will also have a new kicker in Tennessee, as they have signed Steven Gostkowski, formerly of the New England Patriots. He will now be with the Tennessee Titans. And two more things before I just decide no more. We're moving on. Josh Rosen of the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins number one.
Hey. They are fielding offers for the former top 10 pick. And yet again, Josh Rosen.
We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control.
If you've never
when
heard the song,
Miami, you're talking Super Bowl.
Hey, Miami
T-Pain
Dolphins.
Did a hell of a remix to that, man.
It's a fantastic song. So Josh Rosen could be out of Miami. And Tavon Austin, just signed by the San Francisco 49ers because everybody else in the receiver room's hurt. He's now been put on IR.
That is an omen, man. To be a wide receiver for the Niners is an absolute omen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.